This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yes, indeed. I don't know about you. We're finally getting almost weather. I mean, it was, like someone said, there wasn't quite enough moisture to see the guy with the beard loading people two by two into Times Square. But it was, we had, like, I don't know, 10 days of gloomy, rainy, windy, cloudy, icky days. So we actually saw this yellow stuff coming out of the sky yesterday, and most of us didn't remember exactly what it was, but there was somebody who was very tuned in and said, oh, yeah, that's called sunshine. So I must tell you, Minnie, are you a sailing fan or not?
I've never
You live in a state that's got a lot of lakes.
Yeah, although lakes. I've never gone sailing before.
You have to.
No, I have
one of the reasons I love it is, well, I love it for a bunch of reasons. First of all, I like being on the water. Second of all, you're really fairly dependent on the wind, which is kind of fun, and it's very calming. I could see the wind as well, so I could see, this is all a prelude to saying, I don't know if you saw my tweets, I'm not a very consistent tweeter, to be quite honest. I figure, who's interested? But this was, I had such a great view of the America Cup race on both Saturday and Sunday. Artemis won both. And, I mean, this is the first time that the America Cup had been in New York in 90 years. 96 years. Last time it was here was 1920, I think. And these are huge catamarans. And the guys are all dressed in uniforms, and they all have helmets, and they're all... And the Hudson's a very tricky place to sail because... It's very deep, but it's between two major land masses, and one of the land masses is New York City with very tall buildings. So you get very strange wind currents, and because the Hudson technically is not a river at all, it's a tidal estuary, which means you get tides, which means you get undertows and currents and whatever. So it's a very tricky place to sail, and as somebody who was in the race said, plus the ferries keep coming through. So, but it was really fun to watch. That's a catamaran. Do you know what a catamaran is?
I don't.
Okay, a catamaran has two. You're used to thinking of a boat like a canoe, right? That's one hull. A catamaran, essentially, not exactly, but it's kind of like two canoes, except they're not hollowed out. So it's two hulls with this kind of basic trampoline in between. So it's when you're turning, one of the hulls quite often comes out of the water a lot. So you get everybody hiked over on one side, and they're all hanging out, and then they're balancing. And these boats are so big and so heavy that even when one of the hulls comes out of the water, all the guys can still be on that side, and it's still coming, like, you know, 10 feet out of the water or something. I don't know if it's 10 feet, but it was very fun to watch. And they changed the course, and it's not just a sheer race. You have to, it's like slalom. You go between buoys and markers and whatever. And when I was watching it on Saturday, I was trying to see if TV was covering it so that I could understand a little bit more about it, but it wasn't covered here. So trying to figure it out, that Artemis was ahead for most of the race, and all of a sudden, one of the other boats comes in, and it was the one from the Emirates, and it turns out that something went wrong, and they were sort of pulling out of the race. So I said, yeah, but he didn't go down to the markers; he didn't really cover the so. But by yesterday, I sort of figured out, and it really was fun to watch. But Artemis was, as I said, did fine. On Saturday one, but yesterday, if there's such a thing as lapping somebody, that's what they did. They really lapped. I mean, Artemis was so far ahead. It was unbelievable. So that was kind of fun. It's clearly a rich man's sport. These are very expensive boats, and there were only six of them. which I don't. I thought America Cup quite often had more than that. And America Cup was basically Americans owned. I mean, they kept winning up until I guess the mid '80s, and then all of a sudden they weren't quite as. I guess the technology caught up with everybody. So. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Speaking of weather, apparently there's tornado warnings up for part of the country today. So this has been a very odd spring, let's face it. And just to add to our sense of disorientation, it's National Lost Sock Memorial Day. There's a Lost Sock Memorial Day. I guess that we all sort of celebrate our lost sock. I'm convinced they're all someplace together plotting, and at some point they're going to take over the world. Do you do your own laundry?
I do, yes. I've got no choice.
I told this story before. When I was first married, we didn't have much money, and there was a place in Boston called the Bargain Center, which we referred to cheerfully as the Bargy. And they were well ahead of their time in that they hired people that were 95 to death. I mean, they were very old people in there. I'm sure they didn't pay them much. But so they were very kind of seasoned people. And whenever we get a little bit of money together, we'd go and buy, especially, we'd buy underwear. We'd buy it for myself and my then husband as well. And we could only buy, you know, only afford maybe two or three at a time. And finally, one of the little old ladies, after we'd been in there, I guess, coming in for maybe a month or so, took me aside and said, honey, you can wash them. So I just decided that my goal in life was only to have to do laundry every other week. So we both needed at least 14 or 15 pairs of underwear. And then she was worried that I was throwing them away. So, but have you ever lost a sock?
Oh, I've lost plenty.
Where do we think they go? Do we have any? Is there like Peter Never Never Land, there's Never Sock Land or something.
I wish I knew. Then I wouldn't have them lost anymore.
I know. And especially like with white socks, you know, but they're slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow wearing mismatched socks makes me feel that I am not mistress of my own universe. All right. On this day in 1092, Lincoln Cathedral is consecrated. Where is Lincoln Cathedral, for heaven's sakes, in 1092?
I believe it's in somewhere in the UK, right? England?
It's in England. It's the seat of the Bishop of Lincoln, the Church of England. Hmm. So there you go. Lincoln, I mean, you think of, it's actually, the full name is the Cathedral Church of the Blessed Virgin Mary of Lincoln.
Hmm.
It was the tallest building in the world for 238 years, from 1311 to 1549.
Really? Tallest building in the world?
Yeah. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it was probably the only building in the world. The central spire collapsed in 1549 and was not rebuilt. The cathedral is the third largest in Britain in floor space after St. Paul's in York Minster, being 484 by 271 feet. It's highly regarded by architectural scholars. The cathedral is out and out the most precious piece of architecture in the British Isles and, roughly speaking, worth any other two cathedrals we have. So there you go. And people think they don't necessarily learn anything from the radio these days. Oh, pshaw. In 1955, West Germany joins NATO. In 1958, Vertigo. Did you ever see the movie Vertigo?
I never saw it, no.
Oh, you have to go see that. Jimmy Stewart and what? Kim Novak. World premiere in San Francisco, and it's set in San Francisco. It's worth seeing. It's worth renting. I think there's a colorized version, but I think the major one isn't. It was... Alfred Hitchcock, who had a crush, apparently, on Kim Novak. In 1960, the FDA decided to approve birth control as an indication, as an additional indication for Sils Enovid, making Enovid the world's first approved oral contraceptive pill. Before then, it was just used for sort of OBGYN problems, but they decided that it was we could use it for the birth control pill. Think about that. That effective birth control has only been around for 56 years, which means our grandparents, and to a certain extent our parents, depending on how old your parents are, I mean, think about that, only reliable contraceptives for 56 years. Changed the face of the world. A lot of people feel that that's what changed that gave women the ability to go out and work, among other things. But only 56 years, that's not very long. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, you guys were very shy about National Prayer Day. I wanted you to call in. But so I think we'll do that later in the week. And also, I thought this would be a perfect balance since there's a Friday the 13th this week, this month, this year. You got it. So I thought we'd ask about your superstitions. Are you I'm not asking if you are superstitious. Just tell me your favorite or scariest or whatever superstition. And I thought we would combine that with, and we did prayer a little earlier in the week to kind of offset it. All right. So hopefully you guys had a good Mom's Day. I got a call in my building at one point. They said, "We haven't seen you today." And I said, "Yeah, I was watching the America race." And they said, "Well, come downstairs. We've got some cookies and lemonade for you," which I thought was pretty nice. That's exactly what I needed, was just a whole lot of sugar. 855-993-7569. All right, so you and I are both sort of amateur cooks, right?
I think that's putting it kindly for me.
Is it? So you're kind of the eggs and boiled water kind of stuff, huh?
Yep, pretty much. That's okay. What I'm limited to.
All right, so do you have a favorite meal, even if you don't cook it?
Oh, yes.
All right, what's your favorite meal? Are you a steak and shrimp cocktail kind of guy?
Yeah, well, I like a steak and a mashed potatoes, or a steak and a baked potato. I'm also a huge salmon person. I love salmon.
I know you love salmon. Whenever I talk about salmon, I can hear you salivating.
So really anything with salmon is pretty good, any sort of veggie or, you know, a potato or anything.
We got to send you at some point to Alaska, because Alaska, you can not only go salmon fishing, but all the salmon that you eat in any restaurant and any cruise ship is literally just out of the water, and it's a whole different ballgame.
I'm going to have to do that.
Another reason to send you to Alaska is great anyway.
Yeah.
All right. What's my favorite? One of my favorite things, and I guess they've changed over the years. I'm not a meat eater at all, so that doesn't work very well. But I go to this restaurant every once in a while, and I went to a Sunday brunch, and I think I've probably talked about it before. I started off, they had Eggs Benedict, which I like, but I don't like ham particularly, so But they put truffle oil. They put truffle, not truffle oil. They put truffles on it, which is wonderful. But they also, they said, we have a new dish we want to try out on you. And it's roasted potatoes with a little rosemary, two poached eggs, asparagus, hollandaise sauce, and a lobster tail. They call it the lobster skillet, and it is one of those things that is just so delicious. And it's not, other than, I mean, the potatoes are a little carby, but they're not fried, so it's okay. And the hollandaise sauce is primarily, hollandaise isn't terrible for you, because it's just primarily, what is it, lemon juice, I think, and butter and something else, maybe a little flour. But so it's primarily protein, and it is terrific. And it's not hard to make. I just can't imagine doing it. I just go down and say, okay. And they have it on Sunday brunch, but when I show up, they'll do it for me. And the chef always comes out to say, did you like it? And it's a whole lobster tail. I mean, it's not just a little sprinkling. Sometimes lobster dishes, they have a lobster in the room who crawls over the dish, doesn't leave anything behind, but then it's called lobster. So this one's not. All right, let's hear what other people's favorite meals are. Perfect thing to do when everybody's trying to figure out how to get into a bathing suit in the next month, right?
Alan says, a cheeseburger and chef's salad and a vanilla milkshake. It's a bad combo on a regular basis, but the salad is the good part.
I'm going to say, I can see the rationalization of, well, I'm not getting fries. You have to be careful that there are some salads, like a Caesar salad has a huge number of calories in it. So what kind of salad was he saying?
Chef's salad.
Chef's salad isn't too bad. It depends how much dressing you put on it. But there's nothing in a chef's salad that will necessarily, I mean, the ham is a little salty, but... All right, listen, I think you're right. Moderation in all things. Nothing you can eat in one meal will absolutely cure you, and nothing you eat in one meal will absolutely kill you. So, I agree.
Omar says, fried chicken and mashed potatoes, because I have the taste of the South. As for fried chicken, I like it with ketchup and coleslaw and ice-cold lemonade.
Well, it should be iced tea, I think, shouldn't it, if we're really doing Southern? You know, he used to, when I first came... up from the South, that Popeyes had the best beans and rice and beans and chicken was, I don't even, do Popeyes even exist anymore?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They're everywhere. They've
expanded.
Yeah, they've expanded way up here to Minnesota too. And I always tell people there's a difference between the Popeyes up here in Minnesota and the ones down, if you go down to like Kentucky or Tennessee.
Oh yeah. All right, what's the difference that you see?
The seasoning of the chicken is completely different.
Probably much spicier the farther south you go.
Mm-hmm. And just the quality of the chicken, I think, is much better, I've noticed.
North or south?
In the south. They just cook it differently down there for whatever reason.
Well, they probably have different oil. You know, that was the joke that the Dunkin' Donuts. It was I think it was Dunkin' Donuts. There were two cousins who owned two donut stores, two major chains, and they had a falling out. And one got the recipe, and the other, I think, got the oil. I don't think they've changed it since then, but it really makes a difference. Especially if you're going to fry that chicken. I think that the fried chicken in the South is a whole different ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Francis says, fried scallops, just love the taste and a great treat once in a blue moon. Too expensive to make at home on a regular basis.
And you know, the issue about scallops is sometimes they're not really scallops. They've taken monkfish and they've taken like a cookie cutter and make the scallops.
Mm.
But monkfish is actually, it's like the fake crab meat that you can get in the stores. It's much better for you because it's from pollock. Crab meat, basically any kind of, what's the word I want, scavenger. Which crabs are, which lobster is, which, to a certain extent, scallops are. They're filtering all this icky stuff and then you're eating it. So the fake ones, by and large, taste the same, usually are cheaper, and are much healthier for you. They don't taste exactly the same, but the fake crab meat is one of my faves.
Donna says, fettuccine Alfredo, I don't indulge often. My cholesterol went up 20 points just writing this.
I think what we should call this, instead of what's your favorite meal, of guilty pleasures, or my heart is now sounding like castanets because of my arteries. I mean, nobody said anything. Yours is the healthiest with salmon. Mm-hmm. Although we did have your mashed potatoes. One of the reasons we love mashed potatoes is, as opposed to a baked potato, is that it's quite often got cream and butter in it.
Mm-hmm.
And salt. Mm-hmm. I'm playing your song, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
855 cholesterol. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, hi, doctor. I would like to know, is it okay for a man to wear women's panties and likes to wear women's underclothes?
It's okay with me. I mean, as long as they're not mine. Is this something you do, George?
Yes.
Are you single or married?
Married.
Do you have your own underwear? Or do you borrow your wife's?
No, I have my own.
Does she know?
No.
So this isn't something you do in front of her. Do you wear other women's clothes? Would you prefer to dress in women's clothing?
No, just the underwear.
Just the underwear. Do you wear it underneath? What kind of work do you do?
I'm in an office.
All right, so you wear a suit to work?
Yes.
So do you wear women's... Are we just talking about panties, or are you talking about bra?
Panties, girdles, stockings.
Do you wear them to work every day?
Every other day.
And what do you know why?
Just feels good.
if, I mean, for example, you can buy boxer shorts, as I'm sure you're aware, in silk. Would that work as well, or do you really like the idea that they're women's?
They're women's.
Do you have sex with your wife?
Yes.
How often?
As often as possible.
I have no idea what that means.
Every other day.
George, it's okay with me. The problem is, it sounds like that you feel some sense of shame about it. Is that true?
Not really. I was just checking, do a lot of men wear thunder clothes?
It's certainly not unusual. And let me see if I can kind of separate things out for you a little bit. Technically, the term of a man dressing as a woman on any level is called transvestitism. Trans meaning across, vest meaning clothes. So you're wearing the other sex's clothing. And in our society, we allow women to do a lot. I mean, there's very stylish underwear that looks exactly like men's jockey shorts. In fact, Jockey for Her is a very common brand, which are just, and when they started, they were just cut down men's jockey shorts. They now have different kinds and shapes. And women certainly wearing tennis shoes and t-shirts and jeans and baseball caps is very common for young women. So we allow women a great flexibility in terms of what they wear, and men almost none. So and certainly women have been known to wear their boyfriend's shirts and undershorts and whatever. So it's they're just really not a whole lot of flexibility in our society. On the other hand, if it's something that gives you pleasure, is it sexual as far as you're concerned?
Yes.
Well, I mean, have you ever seen the movie Bull Durham?
No.
Okay, you may want to rent Bull Durham, because it's Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins and what's his name? He won for, I'll think of it in a minute. Kevin Costner, thank you. The idea being that the pitcher wears a woman's garter belt to make him focus more on his pitching. So, I mean, George, look, I think my only concern about it is if it makes you feel guilty or shamed, and if it's something that you feel that you have to hide from your wife. If you told your wife that you were wearing woman's underwear, do you think she'd be upset?
Probably not.
Well, then if she doesn't care and you don't care, and I guess you just hope you're not stopped in an accident, but my guess is if you talk to a lot of police officers that have been involved with people in accidents, that it's not unknown. It's not that unusual.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. If it's something that makes you uncomfortable, you may want to look into it a little bit more. But if it doesn't, it's okay with me. Colleen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm going to try to be concise with this, but it's so convoluted, I swear. I don't know where to begin. I've spoken to counselors. Here's my question. Is there a way to remove myself emotionally from kind of the shenanigans and treachery that I'm feeling from my husband's family? Or do I need to just take myself out of the mix just physically and move on with my own life, as I had been for a while?
You're talking about divorcing your husband?
Well, I don't want to divorce my husband. I love my husband. I've loved him since the day I laid eyes on him six years ago.
You've been married? No, you've been not married for 6 years.
Actually, we've been married for 5 years.
Okay. How old are you?
54. You think we would be over this
okay,
by now. I thought it would be old and wise.
How old is he?
49.
Okay. What's the issue with his family?
The issue with his family is that when I met him, he was living with his brother. He had been in a very long-time relationship with a woman who he had not married. At that time, he had his son was 14. And he was still in contact with the son. He loves his son very much.
Was he ever married to his son's mother?
No.
So
they
he's
never
not
were.
The marrying type.
Well, he married me.
No. That's a good point.
They just didn't.
So wait a minute. You met him 6 years ago, and he was mm-hmm. still with his...
No, he...
How long had he been out of the long-term relationship?
From what I heard, it was 6 months, but I'm never sure whether I'm getting the real truth about anything.
Well, that's certainly not long enough, among other things. But
No, it wasn't, but it wasn't. And
all right, but what's today's issue?
Today's issue is that we actually did separate a couple of times. First for the year, because it's almost as if my husband is...
Colleen, you're still... Take a deep breath for a minute. Mm-hmm. You're telling me his family's an issue, yes?
The family is an issue. The ex is still an issue, and it shouldn't be. It's been going on.
All right, let's go one at a time. What's the issue about the ex?
The ex has forbade my husband to see his son, and his son did not want to see him as long as he was involved with me.
Well, but you're married to each other. So
this was before we were married.
Well, but Colleen, part of it was that was really careless on both of your parts, that he went directly from one woman to another. And
yes,
if the roles had been reversed, I mean, you probably would have felt exactly the same way. So it's hard for me to sort of not, I mean, that you were a girlfriend, you were just he was barely out of that relationship, if at all, and to say to that she really didn't want their son to be involved with the floozy. Now, the floozy turns out to not be a floozy and be the wife, but at the time, nobody knew that, and that's kind of understandable, and I think, presumably, do you have children?
Oh, no, I do understand that part.
All right,
Colleen,
what is going on today, this very day? Does he see his son?
Yes, his son is 20 now, and the way things weren't worked out the way they should have been to begin with.
I gotta convince you to stay with today. Neither of us can do anything. We can undo anything. I mean, you guys played it completely wrong. Can't do anything about it now. Kids 20. 20-year-olds do whatever they want to do. That has nothing to do with mom. So what's the issue?
It doesn't now. And unfortunately,
but Colleen,
now
you and I are only going to talk about now, because that's all we can deal with.
Okay.
So what's the issue with his kid?
With his child, as far as I know, it isn't. I still haven't met him yet. I've never met him.
And why is that?
Because he doesn't want to meet me. He didn't want to meet me.
Well, but that was 6 years ago.
And I understood that. No, I completely understand that.
He's 20 years old.
Yes.
Does his father see him?
Yes.
And well, then that's an issue with your husband. You need to say,
this was supposed to change. He has said that his son is coming around and that his son does want to meet me, that he wants to take time. I'm just happy they're spending time together.
Colleen, I'll tell you what. If we had to boil this all down to one issue, what would it be in terms of either... I mean, it sounds like the issue with his son is more... It's as much your husband saying, look, she's my wife, and I want you to see her. I want you to meet her. You don't have to like her, but, you know, I want you to see her. All right,
yes,
so what's... Is it his family? What's the issue?
The issue is he has a sister that he's very close to, and I completely understand that. I've always... encourage that. I'm close to my sister. I just have never dealt with this before. I had a fantasy that people would get to know me. They would see that I'm rational, that I'm a nice person, that they would understand.
Colleen, stop talking.
Okay,
here's the deal. You were viewed as the other woman, that you waltz into his life, and I don't know exactly what the timing was, but I suspect it was not what you think it was. That even if people are separated, people have been known to get back together. So I think what happened here is the family views you as the Scarlet Woman. And I know it's been 5 years, and I know he married you, but I think all you have to do is be stupid and cheerful. But you're walking away from him, kind of, first of all, shoot yourself in the foot. He didn't do anything wrong, except what both of you did wrong at the beginning, which is not sort of proceed with an orderly kind of plan here. But understand that the rest of the family was invested in her, as you'd like them to invest in you, and you're taking this personally when it shouldn't be taken personally. It was a situation. The two of you didn't play it particularly neatly or particularly elegantly, and you're harvesting kind of the poison fruit. So in the meantime, smile, be cheerful, and live your life with your husband. You didn't marry his family. And the fact that they haven't sort of taken you to their bosom means, among other things, that, you know, that they like the other woman and that they're loyal to her, which in the long run will help you. It really will, because they'll be loyal to you once they get to like you. But the situation is what they're responding to, not you. So in the meantime, be stupid and cheerful and live your life.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Marty, 855-993-7566. Nyan, we're talking about edibles, your favorite meal. And I didn't want to put something as grim as saying if this is going to be your last meal, right? But I did was interested in, you guys are heavy on the cholesterol. As I said, we probably should have called it guilty pleasure or what I'm not going to tell my cardiologist, but it's okay with me. All right, so let's hear what else we got.
Marianne says lutefisk and lefse.
Lutefisk is a Swedish, is it fish?
I'm not entirely sure.
I think those are
because it's pretty popular in Minnesota.
Yeah. You need to tell me, Manny. I trust you on this. I don't
Northern
even know.
Northern Minnesota is where it's primarily.
Yeah. I know. I've had it in that and lingonberry pie, which are Swedish Swedish, I think, delicacies.
Yeah, I've never had it. I've heard.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'll Google it while you're doing this. So, what's its name?
Lutefisk.
Luda.
So it's Lutefisk.
Okay, lutefisk. Dried whitefish, so I got that right. Normally cod, but ling and burbo is also used, treated with lye. The first step is soaking the stockfish in cold water for 5 to 6 days, with the water changed daily. The saturated stockfish is then soaked in an unchanged solution of cold water and lye for an additional 2 days. Well, it sounds like it'd be pretty tender. Dried cod, soaked. Why would you dry it and then soak it to rehydrate it? Doesn't make any sense to me. It's Nordic country, part of the Swedish jewel board. There you go. All right, so what's the other one?
Lefse. Now, lefse is more of a... I've actually had lefse before. It's like a... It's kind of like a really flat... really like flattened pancake.
Like a Swedish pancake?
Yeah, basically. And
you put lingonberries on it or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you can put a lot of different sort of sweet things in there, like sugar, cinnamon, and
that
sort of thing. Yeah.
I've actually
had lefse before. I've never had lutefisk, though.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure why you would dry cod and then rehydrate it, but I don't know. Eating lye doesn't seem to me like a great idea, but then what do I know?
Debbie says spaghetti because it's comforting and so tasty. I could eat it every day.
All right, now are we talking about the noodles? Are we talking about what sauce are we putting on it? I know a lot of young kids and their parents will indulge them by just having noodles and butter. So I need a little more clarification because there are all sorts of things you can do with the noodles themselves, which is, I guess, what you're referring to. I mean, you could put a marinara sauce on it. You can do basil and mozzarella and fresh tomatoes. You can do... One of my favorite things that I sort of evolved quite accidentally is cashews and a little bit of Parmesan cheese and olives and a little olive oil.
Hmm.
Pretty good, yeah. You can see I'm not a meat eater, so I have all these weird things I do with veggies.
Tammy says breakfast. I can get it anytime,
yeah,
anywhere.
Let's just get away from any of the particulars. Well, what do you have for breakfast, sugar? I mean, is it sugar? Is it donuts? Is it pancakes? Is it waffles? Is it eggs? Is it bacon? Is it home fries? Come on, we need more clarification.
I just love that you said
breakfast.
I can get it anytime, anywhere.
Well, I tend to agree with you. And one of my favorite meals to have is like a business meeting. Is breakfast, because first of all, there's very little alcohol served, so you don't have to worry about somebody getting so smashed that they don't remember what anything's happening, or and it's basically protein. It doesn't last for very long, and so I tend to agree with you. All right, I'm with you.
Phaedra says cheeseburger and fries. That's my comfort food.
Well, I think she's in good company with this one. She didn't actually add that she was going to put bacon on top of it either, did she?
No. Joey says pizza, even bad pizza is good.
All right, this reminds me, and you guys, this is stream of consciousness, all right? A bunch of years ago, I was the Monday Night Shrink on Thick of the Night with Alan Thicke. And Bill Russell was on with me one night. And for some... I don't know, I think for a lot of people, the idea of a therapist or a psychologist is synonymous with sex, which, honest, it's not. I just think that psychologists talk about sex and no one else does, but we don't talk about sex very often. But, nevertheless, all right. So, Bill Russell's comment was, Alan said something about bad sex, and Bill Russell says, there's no such thing as bad sex, there's only better sex. I have never forgotten that.
Is this Bill Russell, like the Bill Russell?
The Bill Russell, yeah.
Wow.
Well, at one point in my life, yeah. Well, and apparently he lived that philosophy very clearly as well. So, but yeah, he's a...
Marie says, a dinner at Guy Savoy in Paris.
Well, excuse me. Well, we're not saying what you're not saying what you're eating or anything that's on the menu is okay with you?
I suppose so. Rebecca says, pepperoni pizza from Papa John's. I go to heaven while eating it, and then back to hell because of the effect of junk food gets the best of me afterwards.
That is true. That is true. Papa John's. You know, that reminds me of when I was talking about chocolate, and somebody was giving me a hard time because I was eating Hershey's, and they said, if you're going to eat chocolate, eat decent chocolate. And I would say, if you're going to eat pizza, I don't know that Papa John's falls into the gourmet category at all, but for pizza, maybe you don't need it.
Leah says, Mexican. It makes me happy.
I love Mexican food. As I said, grew up in Colorado, which has got a large Mexican population, and I went to school in Texas, which has got the same. But then when I started working out every day and realizing if I had Mexican food the night before, I couldn't move in class, is what I realized. Not very good for you, or at least not very good for me. So something to put into your sombrero. Although I will tell you that I use my Cinco de Mayo quiz on my sister. My poor sister is probably not going to talk with me anymore. But she said that she won a contest for the best sombrero for Cinco de Mayo, to which I said, okay, do you know what it commemorates? And she, of course, fell right into the trap. Hmm. It is not Mexican Independence Day. Mexican right. Independence Day is September 16th. It is the victory over Napoleon at the Battle of Pueblo. So there you go. So there she goes.
The last one before we go to break here. David says, for Thanksgiving dinner, me and my grandmother split a Hot Pocket and a Zima. We turned up the heater 2 degrees because that's all we could afford.
Aw. But, I mean, there is something wonderful about eating junk food with your grandma. There's something wonderful about eating anything, I think, with your grandma. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I love my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.